This is a very exciting day for us, Chris, because we're building the first new council homes here for over 30 years. So it's really great that at last we will be able to give a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel to some of the 7,500 families that we currently have on our waiting list. And some of them will be very, very lucky and get some of these beautiful new homes that were being built here at Broadwater. And it makes economic sense as well for young families to be able to go into social rented housing. And then, you know, if they are successful in their careers, then they can move on later on to private housing. But it's a good start in life, and I was lucky enough to have that start many, many years ago when I got married, and I'd like to be able to do it for every family in Stevenage. Unfortunately, it's just not possible for us to do that at the moment, but it makes good sense. It makes good sense for them, and it makes good sense economically as well.
So here, the types of homes, are they purely for families or are they for couples?
No, there's a complete mix here. We have some flats and we have some housing. So this will apply to people across the board of our waiting list, and hopefully, you know, that the few people that are lucky will really enjoy living here. It's a beautiful development, as you've seen. You've been looking around today with me. It's a lovely development. The houses are beautiful, built to a very high standard with our partners Hills and Logic Homes, and we're very, very happy that we are able to build some new council housing for the first time for ages and ages.
40 homes is great. It's quite a good number of people, but there's still a lot of people who won't know. Where did the problem actually stem from? Because I gather there used to be tens of thousands of...
Yeah, it's a drop in the ocean. What happened back in the late 70s, early 80s, when the right to buy legislation was introduced, a lot of the council housing in Stevenage was sold off to the people that lived in it. Now, I completely understand people's aspirations to own their own homes, and the problem was they were never replaced with more social housing. So we have had almost consistently since then a huge shortage in the amount of available social housing for people, and you know we are desperate to be able to replace some of that. As I say, this only scratches the very top of the surface, but we are determined to do more of this type of project in Stevenage and at least offer some light for some people.